Hello and welcome to Lush. You're listening to Lush Origins, the programme that asks Lush founders where and how it all began, how it evolved, and where it's at. In this first episode, co-founder Mark Constantine sits down with fellow co-founder and product inventor, Rowena Bird.
I used to like playing with dolls, so I then had the opportunity to do window dressing. Did you not know that? And so I was a window dresser for Dorothy Perkins and for Kendall's, the coat shop. And I used to love that because people used to come in and I got really good at telling people sizes. And then I loved dressing them up. So I would
like dollies.
So I would find outfits within the stores and then dress them up in them, find things that they look nice in. And then I did the window displays as well. And then I don't know why I thought that there must be more to that, but I did. And there was an opportunity to go and see a careers officer. And so when I went to see the careers officer, I had very brightly coloured tights, lots of different coloured nail varnishes, a wig, my makeup. So probably wasn't looking quite the most usual person that came in to see him. And he said, oh, well, why don't you train to be a beauty therapist? And I said, well, I don't know what that is. So he explained it. I went, well, that's a proper job. I was like, whoa, yes. And I had the right results, luckily, the right qualifications. And I applied to Nuneaton College and got in. So that's where it started. And then I'd finished in Nuneaton and I was trying to find jobs and I was looking in the back of hairdresser supplies. Hairdresser's Journal. And there was this tiny, tiny little ad, probably the cheapest you could possibly get, which had like three lines. And I missed it the first time I went through the back of it. And then I went through again thinking, God, there's got to be something in here I can apply for. And there was these tiny three little lines and it was about a job in Poole. So I phoned, you phoned back and spoke to my mum.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I've always been impressed with your mum.
Yeah. Well, I came home and my mum told me this very nice man had phoned. And I was to phone back and get an interview. Yeah, and I came down here, had an interview with you and Liz in our tiny room next door where the perfume organ is, and I was very trendy, wearing black and white, and you asked Liz why I'd come dressed as a waitress. and then you said, would you like a cup of tea? So I was like, yes, please. And a cup of tea came in, and it was a cup of Lapsang Soochow. And it was just like, oh my God, is this what they drink down here? Because I was only from the country. I was just a country girl. We had tea with milk. It was like proper tea. Yeah, so fancy tea. And I'm like, oh, I don't know if I can get used to this.
But you did.
Yeah. And you were really impressed with my CV because
I did love your CV. Yeah. I still love your CV. I've got your CV if you ever want it.
Have you?
Complete with your cycling proficiency. All of the different
pictures of me feeding a piglet.
They were lovely. It was the best CV I'd ever seen.
Yeah, and I could run a relay.
I'm pleased because, I mean, I could have employed someone who wasn't proficient at cycling.
I wasn't very proficient at being on the back of a tandem with you the first time.
Yeah, well, I was very into cycling.
You were? Well, because when I started a week earlier, Jane had started, hadn't she? And we lived together in Parkson and we used to walk down and pick you up on the way into work. And
we used to walk in, or
we came down on bikes because Mo was heavily pregnant with Simon, so she'd stop riding a bike. So Jane would ride Mo's bike, and I would get on the back of your tandem.
Yeah, and away we go. It was fast, that tandem.
And the George roundabout was the most frightening thing I've ever done.
You have to have confidence when you approach a roundabout on a bicycle.
Well, I was thinking, funnily enough, I was thinking about this morning. I thought, you never gave me a lesson on how to be a pillion passenger on a tandem.
I did tell you to pedal.
To pedal, yeah.
Because that's the thing. People try and stop pedaling on the back, because you can't.
But when you're standing, the thing is for the back person is you don't take your feet off the pedals because you're ready because the front person is in control. And I didn't know that. And I took my feet off and then you took off and I'm sort of like running, trying to get my feet back on the pedals. Yeah.
You get quite used to it on the front. There's a lot of wobbling going on the back.
Yeah.
But you're supposed to be a stoker.
Are you? Yeah. Well, anyway, we used to do that, didn't we?
Yeah.
Used to come in together. Nice. Yeah.
And you never escaped. You're still sat in the same building.
37 years later.
37 years. I just forgot my 45th wedding anniversary the other day.
Oh, not again.
No, Mark, you can only do it once a year.
Yeah.
I'm 45th, you can only do it once.
But you can do it over and over and over.
And so which product are you most proud of?
I like all of them.
There's several that I... think of with you. Ocean Salt, I think of with you.
Yeah, but you see, I think I've been kindly given some credit alongside it. But I think one of the most fun things was that night when you said, let's invent some new massage bars. And we walked up to Sainsbury's together looking for ingredients. And I came back with bananas and avocados because I'm busy thinking, oh, well, it's got to be, you know, what's fresh and what's moisturising. And that's when we invented King of Skin.
Yeah.
We did King of Skin. We did Wiki Magic Muscles and we did Into Thin Air, which, by the way, I really think needs to come back because most of us have got cellulite.
Essential oils back out.
Have you? Yeah. Mm. That needs to come back out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that people don't realise that with invention that it, if you, I've got my hand out because I'm thinking of five people or it could be more, but very, very few inventions are one person.
Yes, I think so. And
they all occur quite often. They might occur over 2 days. Nothing is being invented over months and months. And invariably, I think some of the best inventions are invented in the moment, but it's normally an interaction.
Mm.
So when you're being told, you invented this or you invented that, you were the lead. It wouldn't have happened without you. That's what that means.
So what, serious scrub?
Yeah. So no scrubs. Me and Helen, we don't like scrubs.
No.
We're never going to do one unless you come and tell us to do one.
Yeah.
So, and why do we not like them? Well, we're just a bit namby-pamby, aren't we? We're not very...
I know, and because you don't like scrubs, I have a really, really good scrub and it's just not getting anywhere and it really needs to because I have to keep making it up myself when I run out.
Okay, well, I'm very happy to look at it. But I mean, it's not just scrubs. It's all sorts of things where you'll put your name to them. Mm. And then that's all part of the fun. And while other people may have helped with the formula, they haven't actually invented it. Because the invention is the totality and the enthusiasm and the drive. Product champions, that's really what you are.
Though I think Rose Argan is definitely a team.
Yeah, Rose Argan. Well,
that's a definite team.
Yeah, but it's got your name on it.
And yeah, but that was Mo's Sense of Humour, which is really lovely, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
And I have sponsored absolutely everything with it. Even my emails are sponsored by Rose Argan, as is my Instagram.
But then that made a big difference because everyone likes the confidence you have in the product and then they try it and they enjoy it themselves.
Mm.
So that's how it works. You know, I mean, that's just how it works.
Yeah, that was fun. I mean, the most fun product would be that one.
Yeah.
I think I've had the most fun with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even if it's only trying to crack the nuts.
Oh, yeah. Mm. But even that's fun, isn't it?
So, Ro, how did you find the first 2 or 3 years working with me?
Yeah.
This is the wrong question.
Yes, it is.
Why have I asked that question?
Why have you asked it?
Because you were going to tell.
Anyway, I'll give you the nice version.
Yeah.
No. I think I've loved it. I mean, I've loved every minute. You're not the easiest person to work with all the time, are you? Because
no.
Black, white, Monday, Tuesday is definitely.
But that's just my right to change my mind.
Yeah. But that doesn't make you the easiest person. But you are the most lovable person to work with. Yeah. And I do love working with you. And I think one of the first times where I really understood that you had that second sense, which is really spooky, but has to be appreciated, is when I thought, do you know what? I'm not getting anywhere here. So there was me here, Liz, you, Julie might have been here then, Jane, maybe still. And I just thought, I need to be doing more. I'm not getting anywhere. We don't have very many clients. We're at the wrong end of the high street, everything. So I'd seen this ad to be the manager of a spa or a salon in Leicester. So I went to the phone box because we didn't have mobile phones then. We went down to the phone box down at the end of the road. And so I made the phone call and I'd got the interview and it was all really very good. And I came back and I was sitting doing invoices probably because I did 101 things, didn't I? And you came in and went, and what have you been up to? And it was just like, how do you know? And then I just said it and you went, well, you can be the manager here. Oh, okay then. Nothing changed. Nothing. But I was the manager.
Yeah.
Ta-da.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know how I do that either.
No.
But I do it.
You do.
Think it's just slightly different. It's just slight aberrations in behaviour.
Yeah. You know, you just obviously look guilty when you walked
in. No, it wasn't that you looked guilty, but I obviously wondered where you'd been.
Yeah.
And then I just put two and two together. Quite often, isn't it, that people, when they suddenly disappear for a little while, they're looking for another job.
You would make a very good Inspector Clouseau, wouldn't you?
That's nice to think.
Or Miss Marple, maybe.
Yeah, it's Miss Marple's probably closer, isn't it? I don't want to be Inspector Clouseau because he's a complete nincompoop.
And the first 3 years, I mean, it was great once I'd learnt to drive, wasn't it? Because then I could be your driver for birding.
Oh, that was perfect. Absolutely perfect.
And so then we do this whole thing where... that I could have appointments, I would be making washables, filling essential oils, anything, and then Mark would get a call to say that there was a bird somewhere in Portland or Weymouth or something. I was like, into the car, off we go. Everything else had to be dropped to go and see a bird.
But that's not unreasonable,
you
is
know,
it?
No, and I quite missed that.
And it was refreshing. Actually. Well, I've just been out now for 2.5 hours. You should come with me. 8 o'clock tomorrow morning.
You don't need to take me.
Forget Australia. Come back 8 o'clock tomorrow. It's very lovely. It'll be a beautiful day, and we will see
ospreys. It'll be a beautiful day. I might well come.
Yeah.
Oh, I can always speak on the phone, can't I?
Yeah.
That's the beauty of it now, isn't it? We could do all those things and still work now.
Yes.
Whereas then we had to stop work. Yeah. Liz had to take any appointments that I might have had.
I didn't see it like that because it always gave me an opportunity to talk to you.
Yeah.
And I mean, much nicer to talk while you're driving and I've got you trapped.
I know. Well, what about when we used to do the Cosmetics to Go catalogues and we had to drive to Christchurch? So we had a good 40-minute drive, didn't we, whenever we did that? And then we always had those chats. And then we had the music competitions, sort of like you used to do mixtapes all the time.
I forgot the music competition.
Yeah. So there was you, me and Marcia, and then Chris sometimes. And you would do these mixtapes and we had to see who could guess it the quickest.
Yes. And who got it the quickest?
You did.
Yes.
It wouldn't be me, would
no,
it?
No, I made the tape.
Golden brown, texture like sun, lays me down, with my mind she runs throughout the night. No need to fight, never a frown with golden brown. Every time, just like the last, on her ship, tied to the mast, two distant lands, takes both my hands, never a frown with gold.
The battle's over.
And what about when you have to eat pistachio nuts in time to the typewriter song? You don't remember that either,
no,
do you? Yeah,
no.
We've done that before as
well.
Yeah.
Ding. Oh, I see, the ding. Okay.
Yeah, and you had to eat the pistachio nuts.
There was a lot of it. I mean, we still do. The mischief now is more concentrated, isn't it?
Yeah.
But there was so much naughtiness and mischief going on then.
It was
much
different.
Easier to be naughty.
Yeah. It was, and
I channel my naughtiness now, but Ro doesn't. She still spews her naughtiness all over the place.
I've just perfected the art now, I think. I don't think I was naughty.
I think it's
I think
your reputation. Well, you can get away with more than I can.
No, do you think?
Yes. I watch it a lot.
I didn't think you were looking.
I am watching, but most of the time...
I'd never put a hatch between our office rooms.
You don't need it, because you can hear me through the wall. Your hearing's much better than mine. And
I know.
Suddenly I'm saying something and the door bursts open and it's Rowena saying, no, you will not, or whatever it is.
I have a comment on that.
It is strange how we have been in the same building all the time.
I know, I like it.
Because a story I often tell... Because often with creativity, you know, you do something and it's nearly there, but it's not quite there. And then you do it again and it's nearly there, but it's not quite there. And Rowena had been trying to perfect the Cosmetics to Go parcel. And she was nearly there, but not quite there. And that went on a couple of times. And then I asked her to do it one more time. She took her shoe off and threw it at me. And it could have killed me. It was a high-heeled shoe. And I think it stuck in the wall, didn't it, over there?
It's sticking in the wall. You do like to elaborate, don't you?
Anyway, you did do the perfect...
Yeah, I got it right that time.
You got it right, and it was just stunning. You know, no matter what, it's always... I always seem to be pushing people that bit further than they think they can go, which I'm not very happy with, really, if I'm honest, because it, you know, I've no idea how far I can do that. But if it's not right, it's not right.
Yeah. And you do, I think you have a very good eye for what's right. You don't miss much.
No, but I don't know what's right beforehand, which is no help to anyone. The people are like, give me direction. I don't have a clue.
Yeah. You'll just know it when you see it.
I'll know, yeah, just keep doing it.
37 years of that I've had.
Yeah, I'll know it when I see it. But it hasn't done me any harm, has it? It works both ways, doesn't it? You're especially on perfumes, you've got an amazing sense of smell.
Mm.
I always thought your nose was too near your bottom.
That's why I only smell of roses.
Anyway, but generally, I mean, sometimes I really don't want your opinion.
No.
If I'm a little bit dodgy about the perfume. But if I really want you to smell in detail, you smell in detail, which is what's nice. And you have a good smell memory, which means that it's not a normal smell memory. You give it to other people and they smell the bleeding obvious. You don't smell the bleeding obvious.
Mm.
You often pick out the right thing and you give me an insight that enables me to move on.
I mean, having a fine sense of smell does mean that you're very good at holding your breath. I can remember doing a walk through India and I don't think I breathed very much down the street. And we did an underpass in London once and I didn't breathe right from one start to the other.
No.
Yeah. But it's all right, you can breathe now.
But that's very reasonable. I don't think that's unreasonable. You've got a fine sense of smell. And not many people have. It's not a given. You know, it's not, I mean, out of everyone that we work with, yours is the finest sense of smell that I know.
Mm.
So, Ro, what do you think your reputation is within the company?
I don't think I've got one. I don't know. I would hope I'm nice. I try very hard to be kind, though I do have a bit of a...
Trying hard to be kind is a funny way of putting it.
It is, isn't it? That's probably not the best way of doing it. I do believe that I wouldn't know what my reputation is, but I hope it's not horrid and that, I mean, I get lots of hugs, so I would hope that I'm not horrid. I'm scary, I'm told. And I think that probably is fine. Why wouldn't you be? You're scary. Well, you are, aren't you? You know, I think everybody's a little bit scary. But I do hug a lot, I do smile a lot, and if you ask me for something, I will do my damnedest to get it done for you.
You want to hear my opinion?
Yeah, go on.
I think you're far more popular than you realise. I think you give a perspective to other people that they really respect and enjoy. So it's fine hearing from Mark or hearing from Mo, or different things, or even the Constantine family. But when Ro speaks, she'll often represent... a point of view that many of the people are holding and haven't heard about. So, I mean, take the police spies. When you spoke for everyone. And you didn't, you know, I mean, I obviously knew it very well and I was talking from my perspective. But when you spoke for everyone. And then afterwards, many people said, I was so glad when I heard Ro voice my opinion. Because then that got the questions I wanted asked. So I think the fact that you're so well respected. I mean, people always enjoy it, and you often get big rounds of applause when it gets to your turn to say something. I think that's really lovely, and I think that reflects very well on you.
Thank you. Oh, that was nicer than I thought then.
Well, that's my view. I mean, well, I would just say I think you do not think anywhere near well enough of yourself. That is definitely a continuing issue.
But is that the pride goes before a fall, so don't do that.
No, I don't think it hurts to give yourself the odd pat on the back.
Mm.
You don't, I mean, you know, you're just too hard on yourself.
Part of what we are? Isn't that part of what drives us and makes us do what we do?
Never satisfied, never happy.
Yeah.
Is that a good trait?
I would say I am happy and I am satisfied.
Oh, Rowena, only when you're on air.
Let's go back to the first 3 years. No, one time when you said to me, I told you I'd never been so happy in my job and you changed it all. So you pushed the boundaries again.
Oh, is that what it is? I know,
and I keep telling you. So now, would I ever admit to being happy? No, because you might push my boundaries again.
It's good for you.
Yeah, but we all know that things that are good for you are often the things that smell worse, taste worse, are really unpleasant.
Sorry. I mean,
therefore, am I happy? No.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But secretly, I love it all.
Yeah. Well, it is very easy to love.
It is easy to love. It is. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
We do know each other well.
Yeah.
Long time ago.
We haven't mentioned tuna sandwiches and pink hair, have we?
No.
Still recording.
That was the classic. That was the classic all-time conversation on the train after, say, 15 years of working together, something like that. And I don't know who started the. I just want to have a word with it. Oh.
All right. No. You, no. Okay. I don't.
So it was. It was. I really don't like you eating. This is to me tuna sandwiches in my room.
I don't.
And I said, pink hair. Do you not think you're getting a bit old for pink hair?
Oh, it just went back and forth.
Oh, until you and people started to listen on the train.
Yeah, we were on a busy carriage.
And then she hit me with, "You're a bit vindictive." Bit, just a bit.
Oh dear.
Yeah, I could do without you being so vindictive. I think that's what you actually said.
Yeah, it was funny, wasn't it?
Well, I've never forgotten it.
No.
And I do try to behave.
Thank you very much for listening. And if you'd like to hear more from Lush and our ever-growing archive containing interviews, debates, comedy and stories with a wide range of charities, organisations and individuals, please download the free Lush Player app, which is available for both Android and Apple.